I think growing up, I like really didn't want to be associated with like Oahu or like Hawaiian or anything like that. And so fast forward, so I started performing, and I had gone through it, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna change my name, and I'm gonna just try to do something different for myself. So I almost had to like rebrand myself, and I had to come out, and there's still people who call me Alicia, and it actually shows like where you've met me, so it's kind of cool because like if you know me and they call me Alicia, it's either really close family, they'll call me Alish, so my close family, and I'll respond faster to that than Jerrica. It's really weird, but I was like, I'm gonna change my name, I'm gonna do something different, and so I started running in pageants but under Jerrica. And so that's where the name really got established, because I was doing things. I was running in pageants in Portland. I competed for La Femme International in 2009, won that. Right when I had won Universal Show Queen in 2015, they had opened Scarlett that year. And the people who were putting in money to open up the club had actually come to the pageant. And so they had said like, oh, they wanted to put a drag show together. They wanted just like a club that would like feature drag queens, but they wanted the queens to be like from Hawaii. So they were feeling out, and they were like, oh, the girl that won the pageant is from Hawaii. So they had reached out to me. So it was myself, Sasha Kobe, Princess, and Caramel. There was four queens, and we were there every Saturday. I mean, like, built the club from nothing to what it is now.